Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Sports. I am still your host, Mo Stewart, and today we are talking golf. It is the 152nd edition of the British Open.
Or... it's just British Opens and Merseyside Derbies. They're the only things that get numbers attached to them.
They are, but that's because they're going to be going on forever and ever and ever. That sound that you heard is the sound of Adam Smith, and I'm also joined by Phil Blundell. We are the Golf Gang, and we will be talking golf. And before we go on to the British Open, I feel like we really do need to do a debrief of what happened in the last major, particularly seen as the main characters in Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy are people who we have chatted about plenty of times on this show. Adam, I'll start with you. It really did look like that was going to be the one, didn't it? Until it wasn't.
It did, yeah. Bless Rory. I think there's two schools of thought now, really, heading into the Open Championship about Rory and whether or not some people think the way in which he missed out on the US Open means that he's going to storm the Open Championship. I am more in the camp that thinks, I think it shows that he just doesn't have the mentality at the top end of the game anymore to win another major. I think he's going to finish his career without any more majors, because he was in the driving seat in the US, and he had two putts from like 4 foot or something, and the stats were that season up till that point he'd had something like 175 putts from the same distance.
He'd made all of them.
There you go, he made every single one. He missed two back-to-back, basically, in the US Open. Now, one of them was a much more challenging putt than the other, in spite of the
one on 18 was much harder than I think people think it was, because it wasn't him who said something about it. I can't quite remember who it was, but he said if he missed right, because I think he missed left, didn't he? And if he'd have missed right, he would probably have ended up off the green.